coming to you with words and teaching that will change your life forever.
All things that you will ever need in your life, they're wrapped up in the Word. Go for the Word. You need to understand this thing. And when you get a hold of it, keep saying it. Don't stop talking it. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. The Bible says in the city of Ephesus, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Can you shout amen?
I'm set on the course that I must follow.
In the name of Jesus, prosperity is mine. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul.
Yay! Pastor Chris, Word Hearing.
This is a continuation of the message, Sound, Matter, and Faith.
They saw him. He became a man. Jesus is the divine logos, the living word. So when you saw Jesus in the street, as he walked by, he was the totality of the mind of God. He was the totality of the thinkings of God. He was the totality of the will of the Father. He was God's message in flesh. Jesus Christ, God's message to man, as he walked, God's message in flesh. He had done it. He had done it. He had done it. He had done it. Oh, he had sent us everything, for he sent us himself. How could we ever get over it? You know, when I think about this, I get to floating in the spirit. Jesus was not just a man who loved God. No. Jesus was not one chosen by God. He was more than that. Jesus was all of the knowledge of God, all of the wisdom of God, all of God's comprehension in one package in human flesh. He said of himself, I and my Father are one. If you have seen me, you have seen the Father. Glory to God. Look at it again, that 14th verse. I want you all to read it. Read it. One, two, go. Full of grace and truth. Read on. 15. Yes, yes. John bear witness of him. I told you that's what he's doing. And this, he tells us about John the Baptist, who knew Jesus Christ and declared that he himself was not the Christ. Okay? But that the Christ was greater than he. And if you're new to this and you're seeing this, There's a difference between the John that he's talking about and the John that's writing. This John is John the Baptist he's talking about here. The John that's writing is not John the Baptist. It's John the Apostle of Jesus Christ. So John the Apostle tells us that John the Baptist bore witness of Jesus. And cried, saying, "This was he of whom I spake. He that cometh after me is preferred before me, for he was before me." Now look at verse 16. "And of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace." So you see, he wangles again out of that gospel story and comes talking about the new creation one more time. You understand what I'm talking about? "Of his fullness have all we received, grace heaped upon grace." Hallelujah. So the Word created all things. The Word of God created all things. Tell somebody, the Word created all things. One more time. The Word created all things. Now, let's talk about this for a moment. I told you that speech, and this is scientific fact, speech creates sound waves. All right? And this is one reason meditation, I taught you years ago on the three phases of meditation. I told you phase one, when you meditate under your voice, okay, inside. You just meditate, all right? And then there is the next level of meditation, where you are literally talking, okay? You're muttering, all right? Then there is the third phase of meditation. What did we call it? Again? You literally shout, roar. At that point, it's come up. You understand? Now you're talking loud. Why is this final phase so important? Because of the power of sound. What it means. And this is why when you read scriptures, you find in Rhapsody of Realities, we often have prayers and confessions at the bottom of the article. And sometimes you might just read through, like you've been reading the article, you just, and when you finish, you read the prayer in your mind and read the confession in your mind. That's not very smart. It was put there so you should say it. I'll tell you about the importance of this. God gave us a tongue for a reason. So we could talk. There's a reason for talking. There's a reason for talking. Listen, let's look at the principle of salvation one more time. Do you remember salvation? All right. Romans chapter 10, let's read from verse 9. This is the principle of salvation. It tells you if it's the principle of salvation, then everything that's based on salvation will be founded on this principle. Look at it. It says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus. So it's not just thinking in your heart. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God had raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Did you hear what he said? He knows you can believe. But then he tells you about the confession. Confession is homologia. It means to say the same thing in agreement. So he said it, but he wants you to say it in agreement with him. Look at it. That if thou shalt confess. Now the word that begins the verse just tells you that it's coming from somewhere, okay? So if you read the previous verses, you'll understand why it starts with the word that. Okay. So if thou shalt confess with thy mouth, Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Two things there. Confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus. That means you confess the Lordship of Jesus Christ over your life. He says you've got to say it. You've got to say it. You don't just think in your mind, I know Jesus is Lord. I've always believed that. It's not enough. He says you have to confess it with your mouth. That Jesus is Lord. Look at it. Why? Verse 10. For, meaning because, with the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. You see, you believe with your heart. You can't believe with your mind. You can't believe with your brain. You believe with your heart. Your heart is your spirit. Man believes with his spirit. That's why when you're reasoning and you're unable to figure something out, it doesn't stop you from believing. Because your head may not understand it, but your spirit can get it.
Glory to God.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@level360.com. God bless you.